Fearsome Tales for Fiendish Kids, written by Jamie Ricks and read by Nigel Planer.
The Cat Burglar. Fedora Funkelfink was a girl of exceptional talents, and all of them crooked. She was a first-class forger who could imitate her mother's signature so precisely that even her mother couldn't tell the difference. She got off more games periods than any other person in the history of her school. In one term, Fedora wrote notes from her mum saying she couldn't play netball because she had mumps, lumps, tummy bubbles, flat feet, sticky out ears, cartridge problems in her knees, an excess of freckles, rotten teeth, Chinese flu, and a tickly armpit. Whoosh, straight to matron, no sweat, and no freezing purple thighs either. In exams, she always came top by cheating. Not tiny cheats, like furtive glances at her neighbour's answer, but huge, whopping cheats with mirrors that had the whole school admiring her behind her back and started some of the smaller girls off on hopeless crushes. But Fedora Funkelfink was perhaps most famous for her money-making scams. At the tender age of 4, she had turned up at school with a packet of polo mints in her pocket that her grandmother had given her in church the day before. She sold the mints per suck, charging 4 pence for a 10-second licking and £1.50 for a whole holy sweet. She had made £7 by the end of first break, £21.50 by the end of the day. The next day, she brought 70 packets of polos into school and made £1.30, which taught Fedora the lesson that often a good idea will only work once. Her most enduring scheme was the charging of girls for the use of the toilets, insisting that they pay her £1 for de-spidering them. When girls complained that there weren't any spiders in the toilets, Fedora would exclaim, "I know, that's because I do such a good job." And if a girl still refused to pay, she would grab her collar and drop a spider down her neck until she did. Actually, they weren't real spiders. They were those spiky green stalks off the top of tomatoes. But if Fedora whipped them out of her pockets fast enough, the screaming girls couldn't tell the difference. One summer holiday, Fedora was bored. At school, there were always 100 girls she could hoodwink. But during the long summer break, there was just her mum and her little brother, and her mum was far too canny to be rolled over, and her little brother never carried cash because he was only 18 months old. So the opportunities for raking in the reddies were scarce. She tried washing the windscreen of her dad's car when he went to work in the morning and then not letting him out of the drive until he'd paid her £2, but he just laughed and drove over her foot. She tried knocking on old ladies' front doors and asking for donations to help the aged. But when they pointed out that they were aged and needed her help, so did she have any money that she could give to them, Fedora ran away and hid in the park in case they gave her description to the police. She even tried setting herself up in the bicycle repair business with a pot of glue, a box of plasters, and a tin of tacks, which she scattered over the road to puncture the wheels of unsuspecting passing cyclists. Unfortunately, she had not read her newspaper, because on the very first day that she laid her tin tack trap, the Tour de France streamed through her village, and 300 bicycles slewed across the road in front of her house and squashed her mother's prize courgettes. Popular, she was not. Confined to her bedroom, she most certainly was. One day, bored out of her tiny scheming skull and kicking an empty crisp packet up and down the street, Fedora Funkelfink saw a handwritten notice pinned to a tree.